Joining us now is Mark Mazzetti, New York Times national security correspondent, and one of the bylines on a story that the New York Times is reporting this morning, that the brother of Hamid Karzai, the president of Afghanistan, has been on the CIA payroll for years. The revelation comes as the Obama administration is attempting to adjust its strategy in Afghanistan. It also comes amidst renewed violence in Afghanistan and the revelation, as of yesterday, that this month is the bloodiest month in the war in Afghanistan, with 55 American servicemen dead, and October isn't even over yet. Mark Mazzetti, thanks for being with us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
So I'm doing a little history here. We don't know all the details, but I remember reports of George Tenet in the CIA running around Afghanistan in the early days after 9/11, literally handing out cash to warlords and individuals they were trying to befriend in Afghanistan. It sounds like, and I don't know if you've stumbled on this in your reporting, but it sounds like George Tenet came upon Hamid Karzai's brother pretty early in the game. How long has this been going on?
Well, from our reporting, we know that Akhmedwali Karzai has been working with the agency for quite some time. He does a number of things for the U.S. and has for years. Not only does he rent out compounds in Kandahar used by American officials, both covert and overt, but he also helps the United States as a liaison with the Taliban as the Obama administration tries to peel Taliban off from the main central part of the militia. And he also helps recruit in some militia organizations in the South that fight on counterterrorism missions.
And what about the issue of his connection with the drug trade inside of Afghanistan? Is the connection with the CIA something that allows the U.S. government to have leverage over his drug activities, or do they simply tolerate it and use him for other purposes?
Well, there's certainly a dispute about just how tied he is. There's certainly a large part of the U.S. government thinks that he's intimately tied and to the drug trade, which is the biggest industry in southern Afghanistan, and that he enriches himself from the drug trade. Those who are more sympathetic to him say, listen, there's no ironclad evidence. There's no single piece of intelligence that ties him to the drug trade. So, you know, in some cases, they might, the CIA and others in the intelligence community might say, okay, obviously, this might not be the most savory character. However, he's useful for us, and you know, anything criminal he might be doing could not be held up in a court of law.
You know, perhaps the timing of this story is the most curious thing about it. I'm wondering if the sources you talk to have some kind of axe to grind with either Walid Karzai or his brother Hamid Karzai, who's had difficulty with the Obama administration over issues of corruption and his management of the Afghan government.
Well, we talked to a lot of people sort of on all sides of this debate. There's definitely a debate in the Obama administration right now about whether, on one hand, you know, can the U.S. press Hamid Karzai to rid his government of corruption? And at the same time, another aspect of the U.S. government is paying his brother, who is believed by many to be one of the more corrupt individuals in Afghanistan, that any leverage that the U.S. has with Karzai is taken away because Karzai knows that his brother's on the payroll. So I think part of it is an effort maybe to get better leverage with Karzai. But, you know, and there's also a hope, I think, by some in the U.S. government to have the U.S. speak with a more unified voice. They say, okay, are drugs a priority or are they not? And if they are a priority, counter-narcotics, then you know, the United States government should not be so closely tied with people who many believe are enriching themselves from the drug trade. Again, keeping in mind this is Afghanistan, and many senior officials may have had some brushes with the drug trade in the past.
Now, does this hand the candidate who's going to face Hamid Karzai, we believe, in the runoff election coming up, a campaign issue to say, look, look at how much of a puppet Hamid Karzai is. His brother works for the CIA.
Well, I mean, I think that Hamid Karzai has had to face, you know, these issues for quite some time of being too close to the United States. You know, it is unclear exactly what the relationship with the CIA and Hamid Karzai is in terms of payments or how the payments are made. You know, no doubt President Karzai will try to distance himself from this story. But I think that, yes, it might certainly become a campaign issue. It's definitely an issue right now as the Obama administration tries to sort out its strategy for Afghanistan.
Well, finally, Mark, Mark. The CIA didn't speak to you on this story. Does that mean they're worried that you may have compromised one of their assets here, or are they just denying it all the way?
They basically refused. They refused to comment for the story, and so you know we don't read anything into that. And it's their right. So they just declined to provide any information for the piece.
But there seems to be a fairly broad consensus among former CIA officials, or at least the individuals that you talked to, that yeah, this has been going on for a while.
Well, some people we talked to said yes. You know, Ahmed Wali Karzai was one of the key people that they dealt with in the past. As you said, you know, the CIA strategy early in the war was certainly to spread money among warlords to get them over to the U.S. side. Ahmed Wali Karzai was one of the more important key figures in the South. He's seen by many as the king of southern Afghanistan. And so he is a key person, an influential person, who the U.S. looked to get on their side. And so, you know, the people sometimes, you know, former CIA people laugh when they say, you know, who do you expect us to deal with? You know, none of these guys
right.
are Mother Teresa.
Right.
You know, if you want results, if you want to take on the Taliban, if you want to take on Al-Qaeda, sometimes you have to get in bed with people who, you know, you wouldn't want to admit to.
But, you know, what did we get out of the deal? I mean, I hate to put you in an analytical position. We just have a few seconds. I mean, it doesn't seem like we got much out of this deal for it going on for so long.
Well, it's unclear exactly, you know, the benefits. Mr. Karzai has, as I said, you know, carries a lot of weight in the South. And,
we'll see what he can pull out.
And they say that they've been it's been a beneficial relationship.
All right, Mark Mazzetti, New York Times national security correspondent, looking at the payroll there at the CIA, and the brother of Hamid Karzai is apparently on it. Mark, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.